And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, back in the 1090 studios with Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds. We're going to have a great show. Talking fishing here in Southern California. It's almost summer, and you're ready to roll, so let's stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, it's going to be a great show today, man.
Yes, indeed. Glad to be back from Mexico and our voyages. A great show last week in Loretto with the Sport Fishing Association of California, and so did you in the studio. Thanks for the support and all the great people, including our engineer Rick that came down, and Ken from SAC, and Kenya's farewell tour with SAC, and great people there, the whole thing. And of course, Gary Graham has put it all together for Western Outdoor News as well as BD Outdoors, so I'm sure you'll see a lot on that. And we scored a lot of points, I can tell you, with the head guy for fisheries in Southern Baja there. So
that's great.
That doesn't hurt. He really likes the fact that we're promoting Mexico fisheries, and the people of Loretto were so welcoming, too. So glad to be back from that. And then, of course, straight down to Rancho Leonero. We'll talk about that and our fantastic tournament. We've put it all over social media. The pictures and stuff. The East Cape is back.
That's great.
It's back to what it was. Water temperatures are back to normal, and the fish are there full speed. So the last couple of years, as everybody knows, it's been down there. It's been tough, but East Cape, you guys, Frank and Kathy, you're headed down the Rancho Leonero on Tuesday.
Yes, we are.
For the week?
You're in for it. Man, I mean, in fact, when we were there, we had great tuna, Dorado, Marlin, Wahoo, Pargo, roosterfish. John sent me a message yesterday that said that the big roosters, like 40 to 60 pounders, came in with a vengeance on the beach
last
few days.
That's our favorite.
That doesn't bump Frank out.
So, in fact, I was cruising up the beach before I left on Wednesday morning, and I saw a big rooster in the surf.
Wow.
So, yeah, lots of stuff.
Oh, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah,
that's
lots
for sure.
of stuff going on down there. And the other thing that you need to do while you're down there is go take a tour of that new Four Seasons resort right down the street.
Oh, yeah.
I never would have expected that it was ever going to happen.
Yeah,
and
I didn't either.
Gary Barnes-Webb took me on a tour. It's mind-blowing.
Really?
Mind-blowing what is going on down there. It's going to be a multi-gazillion-dollar resort. They have lots there for $10 million.
Come on.
In the East Cape. That are sold. Yeah, they've sold 11 out of 18 lots for like $10 million on this property. And they have renderings.
Those little islands that they have.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But make sure you see that, because all the dreams and everything like that. Well, actually, there's actual buildings now with like thousands of workers all over.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
You wouldn't think it was happening, but it is happening. The East Cape is changing, and it's time to get. It's good that you're getting down there now, because it's still old world Baja right now. So
won't be for long.
No, it won't for sure. So that'll be a great time and a big celebration for you, right, Kathy?
Yep, birthday celebration.
Yeah, big
all right,
birthday,
happy birthday
celebration.
Kathy.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
When's your actual birthday?
It was in May.
In May.
Yeah.
But,
it was in May.
But this is beneficent.
Well, nobody could know, you know, coordinating the whole, you know, 45 people to get down there was a little bit. So we pushed it off till everybody got out of school and everybody got through graduations.
It's the big 6-0.
Oh, man. So, wow.
What a better place to celebrate.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome, Gabby.
So we're having a 5-day event, Thursday to Monday.
Nice. That'll be fun. And I'll tell you what, the day before we got there, the fishing was relatively slow. It's like a light switch just went on down there, and things warmed up. The weather warmed up, the water warmed up, and the fish came in. And your timing is perfect for your just in time for your birthday.
Yeah, just as a birthday present.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us what's going on with the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, Frank.
Well, Shogun has been going over to Guadalupe and having some very tough trips. They had one trip that was darn good trip. They had like 130 big yellows and I forget how many 30-some tuna that were all in that big grade class. But since then, other than that trip, the island's been loaded with red crab. And I've never seen that before at that island, where it was absolutely corroded with red crab. And there's been a big lack of current and fishing. I mean, I think day before yesterday, if I remember right, Russ had 20 tuna and 6 yellowtail. And that was his big day of the trip.
Wow.
So pretty darn tough, very tough. And we've also had a couple of trips. This is without a doubt, May was one of the worst Mays for weather that I've seen in the past 20 years. So, you know, I've had a couple people come off the boat and say, well, I'm never going to go again in May. Well, you know, this isn't the typical May.
No, it isn't.
But
We've had beautiful Mays before.
Oh, yeah. And we've had good fishing in May. But anyhow, this one's been tough.
Yeah.
And, so, and it's not, you know, it's not just where we're fishing. Except for the long-range trips that are going down on eight-day trips, it is tough everywhere. I mean, this bluefin fishing, I believe last week, Taro had 27 bluefin on a charter. But since then, it's been anywhere from 10 down to 1. You know, 10 fish one day, 9 another day, and then threes, twos. You know, and they're seeing fish all day.
Yeah.
They're stopping on 15 to 20 bunches of fish. Boil up, no bites.
Taro's been doing such a good job of, you know, posting photos and reports and things on his Instagram. And they put up one from the Liberty Sport Fishing, the other day where on a trip where they'd caught two fish and put up a picture of his sonar and his up and down. And the entire screen was full. I mean, just... A school, you know, that you know, if those things were biting, would have produced the entire boat. And on that one, he said, we didn't even get a bite from it.
Well, you know, eventually, I believe they're going to start biting. And if our albacore don't show up this year, don't ever ask me for a prediction again. Because I'm going to be done.
Do you still hold hope for the albacore?
You know, if you look at temperatures outside the 213 and out west, perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect for albacore.
They haven't shown up in Oregon and Washington yet.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
So that's a good sign, right?
Yep.
Because the years they don't show it, in previous years, they've shown up there already.
Yep.
Previous years that we've seen.
You can go all the way down below Geronimo, and there's beautiful water. And there's been a lot of years that stuff shows up between Geronimo and Cedrus on the outside there.
Sure.
So we're hoping.
It's still early.
Yep.
Like Bill Poole used to say... Shoot the fireworks, catch the albacore. So we have time. We have almost a month away, right?
Yeah, but on some of our good years, you know, it's usually by June 15th, something like that.
Yeah. All right. We'll take June 15th. That's next week.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that for sure.
We good with albacore
yes.
June 15th. But in the meantime, at some point, all that bluefin is going to start biting.
I absolutely believe that. And you know, some of the yachts and some of the – who was it? Cameron on the San Diego had one 170 pounds yesterday.
Awesome.
He had two fishes all, but one of them was 170 pounds, you know. And the guys on the three-quarter-day boats are hooking a fair amount of those big fish, but losing them because people don't have the right tackle.
Yeah, got to have the right tackle.
Yep.
Jimmy Kingsmill from Gyro Pros, of course, he's catching them all full speed. So, yeah. But he's been catching a few.
Yep.
But, yeah, the occasional yacht and occasional guy on a sport boat.
Yep, flat falls and what the yummy flyers working very well too.
I mean, there's enough schools that you know, and that's the thing. It's certainly not for lack of fish. You know, I mean, there are so many spots, and it's just a law of numbers. You know, enough spots, you hit enough of them, they kick out one bite here or there for a guy or two, and you know, if you get lucky and get on a good school, get a couple bites, that can be your day with the size of fish that we're having right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So. The Grand Polaris is at the dock right now.
Yes, it is.
Doing your maintenance period. Boy, yes, she's looking beautiful.
Yeah, it looks fantastic
Now. If you haven't seen the Grand Polaris, you should come down to the Fisherman's Landing this week and check it out.
It does look awfully good because, you know, it's amazing. You know, Jonathan made the remark yesterday. He says, I can't believe how many people are making a remark about how pretty the boat is, and they don't even know what we do inside the boat. You know, and that is the truth. I mean... I would say 85% of what we're doing this year, passenger will never know. I mean, if they ask, they will. You know, our fish were coming out beautiful, but we decided to go from 6-ton chillers to 10-ton chillers, which means now we'll be able to cool a well of water in a matter of hours and be able to flush one well out and more water. And anyhow, we've spent a tremendous amount of money.
Yeah, awesome. And what else have you done inside that would be something that...
Overhauled generators and put brand new generator ends on them.
Wow.
Those came in and we put those in. All new plumbing and all the bilges, all stainless steel. Made some adjustments in a lot of the rooms. A lot of new wallpaper. A new bow bait tank that is going to hold about 35 scoops of bait.
Whoa.
Sweet.
And it goes on and on and on. There's no stopping to what we did. The plumbing alone for the chillers is an enormous amount of money and an enormous amount of labor.
Anyhow,
it just went on and on. And then as far as paint goes, we painted just about the entire boat. We didn't paint the top wheelhouse. But tremendous amount of work.
Maintenance on the bigger the boat, the more the maintenance.
Well,
and I got to say, I went from
taste of that?
Basically, you know, an outboard powered boat like Ricky and I had for many, many years is an easy game. It's a very easy game. When you go into a boat with inboard diesels, the bigger the boat, the bigger the maintenance. The more moving parts, the more there is to maintain.
Well, that's exactly it. More moving parts.
And the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have a lot of moving parts.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
yes,
so the maintenance is constant.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you build a new boat, you have what we call a honeymoon for about 6 to 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
If you're right.
And then after that, you know, it's going to hit you and it just goes on and on. You know, I've already got maintenance planned for next year.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to just completely overhaul every stateroom.
Wow.
So.
How old is the Royal Polaris?
Royal Polaris was built in 1975. She went in the water. So she's 42 years old.
Wow. Oh. And every year requires upgrades.
Yeah, you know, some people might say it requires so much maintenance because it's old. It really isn't that old when you look at the condition of the boat. And the reason why is because we spend that kind of money just about every year.
It's like a new boat every year.
But you've just got to keep doing it. You know, it just doesn't stop.
In 42 years, how many engines have gone in the Royal Polaris? Can you figure it out?
Yeah, it's been about five sets.
Five sets of engines.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of engines.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, those are big engines.
Yes,
they are. Costs a couple bucks to put three engines in the Royal Polaris.
That part
doesn't
even bother me. When you need new engines, you got your life out of them. You know, we had a problem with one set of engines, which you knew about. But other than that, but putting in the engines doesn't bother me. It's all the other work. You know, the shipyards, it's a license to steal.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you watch a welder do something that I swear, if you hired a welder at the dock, which you can hardly do anymore, if you hired him at the dock and you got got a welder, he'd get it done in a day. But you go to the shipyard and it'll take him 5 days.
Right.
You know, it's just incredible. And unfortunately here in San Diego, we only have one shipyard with a boat like the Royal Polaris can go to.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's part of the business.
And part of the business.
You sure seem to see a lot more boats, and we're just a passenger and naive to how it all works, but it sure seems like years ago when boats would go to the yard, it was all here in town, and now just it seems like everybody that can possibly take their boat out of the water somewhere else goes somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so much
Absolutely.
Of San Pedro and all these other...
Look at the Pacific Queen.
Sonata,
he goes all the way to Ventura.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, It is what it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Ensenada has a nice yard, too, right? He's done some work there.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about Ensenada and trying to get the guys to get their work done on time. You have to take your entire crew to Ensenada and put them up.
Yeah.
And then not only that, your specialists, you're going to add hours and that have to come down from San Diego to do things. pretty tough.
Yeah.
Pretty tough. I've given that a lot of thought, believe me.
Sure. Understandable.
But that's a tough one.
Yeah. So the Shogun, also a boat that requires a lot of maintenance. You just recently
did
a major job on maintenance on the Shogun, too.
Yes,
right?
We did. We do, you know, we spend anywhere, and I think every long-range boat's the same. It depends on which boat, you know. I'd say the lesser ones spend $150,000 to $175,000. I know we spend from $200,000 to $350,000 per boat.
Per year?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
We will hit $340,000 on the Royal Polaris this year.
$340,000 in
just since May the 7th to now.
Wow. Well, that's just what it takes to require
to
the
do
running
it right,
boat up.
To do it right.
Yeah.
If you want to run the next 325 days without breaking down, that's what it takes.
Does anybody run more than the Royal Polaris?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
The XL is real close.
Yeah.
But not quite as much.
Yeah. You guys are... I mean, that's why I say if you want to see the beautiful Royal Polaris at the dock, go down and see it today. How long are you going to be at the dock?
We're in until next Friday.
Until next Friday, and then the season starts.
That's it.
And what does it start with, Frank?
7-day family trip.
Oh, cool. I really like that trip.
Always one of the crew's favorite trips, and 8-day trip, and then pretty much steady 6s and 7s the rest of the year.
So on a 7-day trip, where are we going right now?
Well, providing we get our permit at Guadalupe, there is a good chance we'd go there, but is that a definite? We have no idea. You know, like I've explained before, we have a 5-year permit. Part of it is good for 5 years. The other agency gave us a 5-year permit also, but renewable each year, which means they could cancel it. Okay, so we have strong hopes that they're going to renew it again, and we probably won't know until 15th or 20th of July.
Okay, so right now the permit isn't
right now you can't go there.
You can't.
No, you cannot go there.
Okay.
Okay.
So
it's done as of the 11th.
Oh, okay. And then, but they could renew it at any time.
No, they don't renew it until it's going through the process right now, and I'm guessing we will find out somewhere between the 10th and 20th of July.
Okay. All right. So the ridge will be
the ridge, and you know, this is the time of the year when that yellowfin starts biting out on the Uncle Sam proper all the way down to Petrel Bank. We've had some unbelievable years on yellowfin down there this time of year, and it's just, I know the last trip that the Independence was down there and a couple of the other guys were down there, the weather was such that it wasn't good for looking.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully this next week they're going to run into some yellowfin to go with all that beautiful great yellowtail. I mean, the XL came in yesterday with an unloaded yellowtail that were just gorgeous.
I know the passengers were raving about how good the fishing was for yellowtail down there. And they said it was the funnest kind where you could just kind of pick the way that you wanted to catch them. If you like fishing a yo-yo jig or a surface jigger, a fly line baiter, a dropper loop, they said it was all biting and really nice size ones. Well, sounded like a great
time.
They're
catching their 5 a day and then having fun releasing the rest and catching 5 more the next day.
That's
cool. Wow, how fun. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, including this big upcoming event with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. So we're going to talk a lot about that.
You got it. Going to be a great show. So much information and so much going on right now. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can call us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. There's only one more of those open right now. Again, 877-792-1090, open right now. And not only are we going to be answering your questions, talking fishing, talking fun today, we have also got such a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, a really nice pair, one of the new styles, the Byron Bay, a great pair of glasses. The frame is that matte green stripe, really, really nice rubberized pair of glasses that fits in your head very well. Great for fishing and moving around when you got sunblock on. That rubber frame sticks very well. It's a great pair of glasses. It's got, Pete's, I know your favorite, the Maui HT lens. Great, great glass. Awesome pair of glasses for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. A brand new pair of Maui Jims. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 10th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano Power Pro and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Loomis rods and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 10th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase and win great stuff in a huge raffle. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin, Saturday, June 10th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, Captain Frank Lopresti is here, and First Mate Kathy Rounds talking fishing on the Royal Polaris, as well as the Shogun. And I'm looking forward to that Shogun trip in November. That's going to be fun times.
Should be.
Yeah, should be good. And it's sold out, unfortunately, but yes. You get on the wait list, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's some, I'd say 99% of our trips are full, but we get a cancellation on the average every couple days. So, you know, just watch them. You know, I believe on the Carnes Brothers trip, we just had three cancellations the other day.
When's that?
And that's August 4th, I believe.
Wow, prime time.
8-day trip.
Wow.
So
that's absolute
prime
time.
And that trip fills up the second it gets back to the dock.
Yeah.
But something happens. You know, people have something come up that you never consider coming up. That's why trip insurance is so important.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what's going to come up. I get it every time we travel. I just wouldn't do it without it. And fishing's the same way. I mean, you don't know that something's going to happen to somebody in your family or you. And
sure.
And it is,
you know,
so
that's
inexpensive.
One thing I'd like to mention. You know, when people cancel a month or 2 months ahead of time, it gives us plenty of time to fill a trip. And one of the things I hate to do is hold the money on a trip. But when a guy cancels a week before a trip,
right,
or 4 days before a trip, it gets very, very difficult to fill that spot.
Sure.
And I got to say, Jen in our office has been amazing in doing that. But sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. So get the trip insurance. If
it's the smart way to go.
Yeah. And you guys sell it through your website.
No, we do not sell it.
Well,
we give you the link through our website, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, very good.
Such an inexpensive thing to cover, just to cover your butt. And then and nobody is out. It's all, you're crazy not to.
Yeah.
It's so inexpensive.
You know, the excuses go from work to my wife's dad, my wife's mom, my dad, my wife hurt her back.
Sure.
It just goes
things
on and
happen.
On. And it's, you know, so you should think of all those things when you decide whether you're going to get insurance or not.
Sure.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you just heard the spot for the Longfin in Orange. Today's their big day, the big Shimano tackle sale, and it's a huge event. Started at 7 o'clock already this morning, and I know Tom and Eric and the guy at the Longfin are probably jamming right now.
I guarantee
as we
they're
speak.
Jamming.
We've been up there many times, but if you want to see a sensational seal, go see the all the Shimano product, the new Shimano product, all the Power Pro product, all the G Lumis product, and have basically, virtually everything in the store is on sale today. And Tom doesn't mess around at the Longfin when he has a sale.
That's
for sure. They blow it out. So
what a great time to go buy a Tranx, Tranx also, but I was thinking Italica 12 with some 80-pound Max Quattro with all those big bluefin around right now. I mean, that has been the number one reel for our size of fish for 3 years now. I mean, this isn't a fly-by-night thing. I mean, that is the reel to have right now. What a good time
to get it. We put them in our rental department, you know. They got to be the right rig to have.
And they have to be durable, too, to be able to do that. So, yeah, long fin in orange, right there in orange. Don't forget, today, 7 to 7, go buy the long fin and see the Shimano guys and take advantage of phenomenal deals that you're only going to see right now, today. That's it. So you're not going to see the deals that they have on normally. So go check it out. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. One line open. You want to get through. It's 858-457-1090.
All right. Why don't we start it off with Steve? And Steve's calling us from Mission Viejo this morning. Steve, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey, I got a question for Frank about Guadalupe. I'm fishing there this year, and I was wondering about the top shot. Are they using a little top shot or a lot of top shot?
You know, that's a matter of choice. I personally would recommend something 10 to 15 feet long. I think that's the best way to go.
All right. Kathy,
okay, and then 100 pound?
No, I wouldn't go with 100 pound probably. I would probably, you know, it all depends how they're biting. If they're biting well, okay. Yeah, go with 100 pound. But I'd probably go with 60 and 80.
All right, Kathy, what's your thought on that?
Oh, I like the shorter top shot also. I like you know, 15 shot. Feet is plenty.
Plenty, all right.
Using a Royal Polaris knot to connect it? Do you like the Sato crimps? How do you like
that? Yeah, well, you know, on my 130, I'll use the crimps. But okay. On my smaller stuff, I just use the RP knot. Mm-hmm.
For the local, for that this time of the year.
Yeah, this
right.
time
summer
of year,
trips.
Yeah, it covers all that lighter line, that 50, 60, 80 pound.
Amazing knot. Now, that new knot that John was showing that's on the Royal Polaris website, what's that called?
The Springer knot, right?
Springer knot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of that one, Kathy? You're the knot lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. My husband didn't even notify me of that, and I've been out of town. Yeah, I've been out of town at a horse clinic and up at the ranch working our cattle, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's
a very low-profile knot.
It sounds like an amazing knot,
amazing.
And that would be a knot that I would want to use.
Yeah. Especially
because it's so small.
Exactly.
And you want to be stealth with these bluefin, right?
Yes, you do.
And that's, yeah.
It's been fun having the Royal Polaris, the doctor, in their mates. Every time Big D comes up, Daryl, we're always quizzing him because, you know, I mean, we, at the tackle store, I mean, that's one of the things we pride ourselves on is that the long-range fleet is in their backyard, so we get to pick guys' brains like Daryl and things like that. So we always back ourselves up, you know, what are you guys doing on the boat for this? And, you know, we like to make sure that we're mirroring what's going on boats like the Royal Polaris. And same thing, we were asking about RP knot, that's still your number. Oh, yeah, no kidding, this is what we do and that crimp. And we always compare notes of what was worked well for us in the shop. And this is the fun time of year for us having the boat in for maintenance periods. We get to talk to guys like Frank and Daryl who aren't on the beach all the time.
Yeah, for sure. They're hanging out. Another reason why I go down and check out the Royal Polaris is to see those guys working hard on the boat, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Open right now. Before we jump into the phones again, I want to talk about the Captain Morallo's Tuna Wars 3, the big event coming up. Of course, the captain's reception is Tuesday, June the 20th at the Ballyhigh Restaurant. I want to thank Larry and Tommy for their great job that they do for us on that outdoor terrace. It's going to be sunny and beautiful that day.
Guaranteed.
Unlike today. I feel like we're in Sitka today, but it's going to be a great afternoon, evening event.
You know,
it starts at 5 o'clock.
That thing is so much fun. I mean, open bar, all the great hors d'oeuvres, and the amount of prizes that we have to give away without you even buying the ticket. Well, you got to buy the ticket to get in. But the amount of prizes, there's 20 prizes that are going to be given away when you get in the place. And that has nothing to do with the auctions, the silent auction and the live auction. It's a fun event.
It is.
The things that Mike Lum and Tim Baker do to gather prizes, those guys are just
Superman.
What they do for Friends of Rollo is just unbelievable.
It's just magic.
Magic. But Captain Dave Marciano will be there. Captain Greg Mayer will be there. Captain Paul Hebert will be there. And that's going to be a great event. You'll be in Sitka at Kingfisher Charters with Doug Kern and your dad, the Father's Day special. I don't think you're that bummed, Rick.
You're right. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I'm very excited to go. I'm very excited to go on our Kingfisher trip. But it's a very fun event. I wouldn't miss Tuna Wars for anything.
It's a great event. And tickets are going very quickly. They're well over three-quarters of the way they're sold. So don't be left out. Buy your tickets at the website. You can actually buy it at the website, which is CaptainRollos.org. CaptainRollos.org. They're $25 for a ticket. And there may be tickets at the door, but I would not take that
I wouldn't
chance.
Wait that. Yeah, I wouldn't
would
wait
not
that
take
long,
that
sure.
chance because we may sell out, and it has been a sellout in the past. So
perfect venue, great times, great fun, great people. It's just a really cool event. It's affordable. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do the MC job. I think I've convinced Frank to do be the auctioneer.
Well, that's going
to
be a
what
sad.
Do you think?
I'll help you. I'll do
How about
it,
both
Pete.
Of us do the auctioneer?
I'll do it, Pete.
We'll kind of.
I'm not an auctioneer. I'll
well,
tell you that.
Neither
but
am
I'll
I.
Do
but
it.
Maybe okay.
I'll do it.
And I'll be.
But you know, there
right there to assist.
There's just an amazing list of auction items that people want to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And there's a $1,000 gift certificate to the Independence. There's a $750 or an $800 gift certificate to the Vagabond, another one to the Royal Star, $1,000 to the Shogun, $1,000 to the Royal Polaris, and then the
These
other...
These are live auction items or silent
those
auction items?
Those are silent auction,
silent
items.
Auction items. Okay.
And the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
There is a lot of good stuff that's going to be available that, you know, one of the things that I always think about when I go to an auction like that is I don't worry about so much about getting it cheap because, first of all, the number one thing is you're helping kids to go fishing.
Yeah, right.
It all goes to the fund, okay?
Yep.
And by the way, I want to thank Fish and Wildlife Federation. I made a little presentation the other day, and they are giving us a nice donation to Friends of Rollo.
Fantastic.
Great.
That's great. Yeah, that's fantastic. So if you want to be a part of the captain's reception at the Bally High on June 20th, buy your tickets, CaptainRollos.org. Now, the next day, the reason we're bringing these guys out is because of Tuna Wars, and they are going to be battling each other aboard three boats. Captain Dave Marciano will be aboard the Liberty with Captain Taro. That boat is sold out. Captain Greg Mayer will be aboard the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes, and that has a handful of spots left. And then the Tribute with Captain Mike Pritchard with Captain Paul Hebert will be team number three, and that has a handful of spots left. Who are you putting your money on to win this Tuna Wars?
No, I have no idea.
I'm putting mine on Jim Hughes.
Same.
Jim Hughes... No. No.
No, Taro's going to kick his butt.
Taro! Okay. All right. All right. We're going to have a little side wager because now Mike Pritchard's, you know.
Say, how do you vote against the Tribute? Those guys have been on the Bluefins all year.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a really fun event.
I'm sorry, which boat was sold out?
The Liberty sold out. But. You know, Captain Dave Marciano's a pretty good, popular guy. Of course, Taro is,
too. Taro, yeah.
Yeah.
Taro is.
But that's sold out. But if you want to go, the Cortez with Captain Jim, that would be my my choice. And then, of course, Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute, that big, beautiful boat.
That's where I'm putting my
vote. Captain Paul Hebert, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to have
fun.
He's
a defending champion. So if you want to go on any of those trips, again, more information at CaptainRollos.org. And don't forget... All of this money, all of it that we raise, go to
now
taking kids.
That trip leaves on the night of the 21st?
Leaves on the night of the 21st. Fishes the 22nd, 23rd.
And comes in on the night of the 23rd.
23rd.
Two-day trip.
It's a two-day trip, yeah. And I also might add, too, that if you buy the raffle tickets. Now, I know guys that bought a lot of raffle tickets last year, and they cleaned up, like John from Point Loma Seafoods. I mean... They literally had to have a truck haul away all the stuff. That that's how much stuff he won. But there, if you buy $300 worth of raffle tickets, you get 90 raffle tickets, three for the Royal Star, plus a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses delivered on the spot.
for $300.
Sweet.
Wow.
You buy $300 worth of raffle tickets, you get a $300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Plus all the other opportunities you get. That's awesome.
Yeah, and an additional drawing for a trip on the Royal Star.
Now, that's at the captain's reception, or
that's at the captain's reception.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a pretty good deal.
Great
basically
deals.
Buying a pair of Maui Jims, getting the best pair of glass on the water, and getting all the stuff that comes along with it as well. That's
so
killer.
Frank
said, your money's going to the best cause ever, and that's taking kids fishing.
Taking the kids fishing, which we're well over 100 and how many thousand kids?
I think we're right at 115,000. The last few years, you know, it's been tougher to raise money, and we've had to turn down some groups. Yeah. So, but we're doing pretty well right now. We're doing better due to the entire board doing such a great job. We're getting back up to where we're doing 100 trips a year again.
Fantastic. That's cool. Good. All right, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Part with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, Catch Part sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, cast man.
Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Looks like we might have temporarily lost the cast
man. Yeah, cast man maybe is on the cell phone. All right, well, we'll get back to the cast man here real soon. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get back to the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Dick? And he's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, everybody. Nice liquid sunshine this morning here in San Diego.
Weird.
Hey, this is just a real quick one. Frank and Pete, and of course Rick, thank you very much for the Kids at Sea trip last Friday on Sea Watch. Chris Carpo took a wonderful, just did a wonderful job on the trip. The crew was just really engaged. And I got to tell you, it was fun. We had way more kids than we had adults, and it was really motivating and inspiring to see kids that have probably never been on the ocean before, you know, playing in the bait tank, marveling at everything that there was to see and catching fish. So I think it's the right direction to go. I it sounds a little trite, but it's truly the future of our industry and our sport, and thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. And just to add to that, you know, we've taken some groups out before that the group organizer has told us that, you know, these kids are all gang members, and they get on that boat and they're, you know, anywhere from 14 to 17, even 18, and they get on that boat and they turn to being kids. There's no machoism. There's no nothing. That's all of a sudden. They're fascinated by the white water that comes out behind the boat. And then if they see a whale or a dolphin, you'd think they just saw a 600-pound bluefin. I mean, it's just unbelievable how these kids just, you know, they've never been there. They haven't seen it. And just they're just swallowing up everything that happens all day long.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dick, for all your efforts. So are we going to see you at the captain's reception on June the 20th?
You know, if things work out, perhaps.
All right.
And a shout out to my brother Luke and Dana Wharf Rod and Reel. He worked up a really cool fishing 101 quiz that we gave to the kids. Then we held school call on the forecastle and went over all the questions and all the answers, and the kids were, you know, engaged, and Glory Byron with Turners came, and along with Eric and Arden brought rods and a reel for prizes, and oh my gosh. So it was really a great day. So thank you again.
All right. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go back to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro, okay. Ricky, Frank.
We got you. We got you now, buddy.
Yeah, you got me. You got me, unfortunately. Hey, Pete, I was going to ask you, Did you get a chance to go after some roosters when you were on the East Cape there at the ranch?
You know, I unfortunately never did. You know, normally I spend time just working the beach, but
yeah,
normally I don't go on the boats. Fishing was so good that John and I went fishing on his boat twice, and on the El Jefe, which is a 31-foot lures. And let me tell you something, Castman, if you're not booking that boat, that is the deal of the East Cape. $9.50 a day. It's a twin. It's pretty new, twin diesel-powered boat. Super, super comfortable. The two guys that run that boat also worked for the governor and for a lot of the notaries of the East Cape down there. These are the two best guys I've ever fished with.
No kidding.
On the East Cape. Yeah.
Wow.
They're that good. They're really, really good. And $9.50 a day for an air conditioned deluxe
luxury
boat. El Jefe, it's actually John's personal boat, but he will charter it out for $9.50 a day. It's a deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in comparison.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's
yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to give that a go when I get down there.
But it was the fishing was so good for everything else, Castman. The East Cape is back. Man, it's back big time.
Yeah, it really turned on this last week with not only the striped marlin, but those roosters just invaded that whole area down there. There was a report of an 80-pounder being taken there at San Jose del Cabo. With Eric Brixton's Ponga fleet there. They mentioned an 80-pounder being caught and released, which was really, really good. Like I was telling you guys last week, those roosters are such great sport fish. Please release those guys. Don't
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, striped marlins are picking up there. That's a pretty good striped marlin bite going on. Of course, the hot area there in San Jose del Cabo is up once again, that Vino Rama, San Luis area. They're getting tuna from football all the way to 50 to 60, and it's just, you know, a fishery that doesn't go away. Also good news, they had a Dorado tournament there out of San Jose del Cabo. I wasn't thinking they were going to catch anything, but they did get a 30-pounder, and it looks like the Dorado are starting to come in. Mostly small fish, 5 to 10, but they're starting to get some bulls, big bulls and females in there, so look for that to go off. Down in Ixtapa, they wind the Dejo, man. They've got a great bite going there within five miles of the harbor there, finding the blue water. And they're getting Dorado and tuna and marlin and sailfish there. And it's a really, really good bite. You know, this time of year, it's kind of waiting for that last good month. And it seems like it just keeps going and going and going. So once those rains really start there next month in August, September, it'll cool off in the water. The fishing will cool off also. But, anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I just wanted to let listeners know that on my our Pedisi trip next month, middle of July, I've got one good spot available. Anybody wants to go on that trip, give me a call at 800-593-6510. And check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Fantastic, Cass. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a great week.
Care.
All right.
Take
appreciate
care,
that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. One single line open if you want to get through right now, 858-457-1090. When we return, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090.
Serious business on the bank.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
All right, it's happening next week. It's the San Diego International Boat Show. Over 200 boats from entry-level family cruisers to personal watercraft, sailboats, and super yachts. 80 feet plus.
Yeah, they expanded the dock space so they can have more vendors, more boats. Going to make the 2017 boat show better than ever. They got in the water and dry land displays. Free demos and paddleboards, kayaks can be so cool.
I know I'll find you at the floating tiki bar, which is always a fun place. Anchors and ales and beers and garden. They have food trucks, live music and entertainment, seminars. You can learn a lot. It's June 15th through the 18th at Spanish Landing Park, Harbor Island, right across from the San Diego International Airport. It's Thursday and Friday at noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 6. Admission's only $15, 12 and under free, and discounts for active and military. And, hey, check it out. Do something great for Dad. Father's Day next Sunday. Take him to the boat show. Check SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranx 300 and 400. With two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle, the new Tranx fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranx 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranx models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Lines are packed. They want to talk to Frank and Kathy, so let's jump into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Orange this morning. John, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing today?
Doing great, John. Good morning.
Hey, my boys got me a Father's Day gift out on the Outer Limits. 2 days are coming up this weekend.
Sweet.
And a friend of mine bought me a Fathom 40 packed with 85 and 50 top shot. And I wonder if that's going to be adequate for them bluefin if they happen to be biting. And what you guys would recommend for the cold sniper or the flatball color-wise.
Go ahead.
Well, your rod and reel wise is perfect. That's a fantastic reel for this size bluefin. It's a small two-speed, about the size of a narrow 4.0, but in a two-speed. That's a great rig. Yeah, it just not overkill for a 40-pounder, but if you get lucky enough to hook one of those 100 or 150-pounders, you've still got plenty of reel for it. They did you great. That'll be a great outfit.
But you still need to bring some light gear.
Right.
I mean, you gotta have some 20, 25-pound. I would say 25-pound, but you absolutely need that, too.
Do you want to go any lighter than 25-pound?
Well, I would. I'd go to 20.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're taking a real
chance.
Hook
one of those big ones,
and... Oh, if you hook a big one, you're done. You're toast. I mean, you don't even give it a thought.
Just break it off and try and catch another one.
Well, it'll take all your line for you.
I think it's kind of fun to watch all the line go off your
line. Oh, yeah.
I hate to say that. I mean, even talking the talk all the time, I went fishing with Booger last week, and I hooked one of those big ones on... what I thought would be gear standing. Now, granted, we thought, and we did, the school that we were sliding on, we thought was smaller fish. We thought they were those 20 to 40 pounders. And I was fishing a Trinidad 20 with 65-pound Power Pro and a 50-pound Top Shot, thinking, well, no problem on a fish to 40 pounds.
Heck yeah.
I was fishing 160-gram flat fall, and as the boat was sliding into the spot and they were throwing the bait and my flat fall was sinking through, the fish came up and started splashing the chum, and Booger yelled, oh, those aren't 20-pounders. And I hooked one, and it just took all my line away from me. And
even 50 pounds.
I didn't even slow it down. I literally didn't slow it. I got it to... At one point, it took almost all of my line and then slowed to the point where we thought we were going to get some turns on the handle, and then it just shook its head two or three times, and it took the... And fortunately, it broke at the lure, and I wound all the line back. But, I mean, I was truly spooled. I mean, it took everything I had.
And, you know, when that happens, you just kind of look at it, and you can't get upset.
No.
All you do is kind of chuckle and go get another rod.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we high five. Well, that one won. You know, you don't get to win them all. That one won for sure.
Wow. Did you, in that stop, did anybody get one of those big
That ones? Was the only bite we had, and I had to walk back my tail between my legs, wind my Spectre back on the line, and give it another shot on the next one.
Oh, well, at least you hooked one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it was fun.
For sure. Hey, good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up. For the first time all morning, you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Frank, Kathy, win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's 877-792-1090.
All right, well, we're jumping right back into the phones. They're packed up. Let's talk to Paul calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Paul. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Paul.
I got three things and a bonus. Ricky, I think you're going to get your wish. There was a white shark reported off the Silver Strand.
That's correct.
All right.
And
get him in there, start cleaning up La Jolla a little bit.
And Pete, when you went down to Mexico that Friday, there it was reported on the news that a white shark attacked a kayak in Monterey.
I heard that, yeah.
Scary stuff.
And for Frank, is the Marine Mammal Act enforced in Mexican waters?
You know, Marine Mammal Protection Act.
I don't believe it is, but
guns are illegal in Mexico.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you take a gun into Mexico and they find you, you're not coming back for maybe a year.
Oh, like longer than that.
Well,
you're in prison.
Depending, that is if you got everything going for you to try and get you out from up
lucky.
Here.
Yeah, for sure. You know. They do have sea lion problems down there. As a test, yeah. I don't know that you saw that post. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way.
I don't know. I don't know what we're ever going to do about the sea lion problem. You know, they keep trying to protect them, and they're just completely out of line. Yeah.
Did you see when on Monday when I was fishing with John Ireland on El Jefe, we hooked a wahoo, and sea lion got it.
Seals.
It came up.
Sea lions love wahoo.
I mean, this thing was on. It was one of those big old ones. Oh. And you think they don't have sea lions in Mexico and they don't have sea lion problem? Oh, yeah.
Check out the photo on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page. There's nothing.
All we had was a head.
I can't tell you how much that just pissed me off to see the picture of you guys standing there smiling with a wahoo head, knowing that a sea lion had the rest of it.
They're just horrible.
They're horrible.
They're incredible.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
You know, at Guadalupe, Russ said at night you can't get a bait to the bottom.
No.
You cannot get a bait to the bottom at night. Seals get you every time.
Sea lion. Wow. That's something.
Hey. So let's keep protecting them, gang.
Yeah, right. No, bring on protect the white sharks.
Yeah.
That's
keep,
what we need.
Keep those
protect
white sharks coming down.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, 877-792-1090 just opened up. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about Brian from Ventura this morning? Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Hi, Brian.
Brian went away. He fell asleep.
Brian, how about Ron and San Marcos? Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Ron, is it the weather?
Good morning, Ron.
Frank and Kathy, you guys came out to the Oceanside Senior Anglers Club to address us. Might have been last year, the year before. I forget now.
Year before, last year.
You recall that?
Yes,
I
do.
Yeah.
You guys were great, and I was just wondering if we could. I'm not authorized to extend officially the invitation, but if I could get our new program director
to extend that invitation again. We take kids out. We do at least 3 to 4 kids trips. We fund. We raise the funds ourselves.
I know you do, and you do a good job of it.
You know, we've been doing that for years.
And, right.
Right. We'd like to get you out there again and you know, go through your entire routine.
That's a nice group, isn't it, Frank?
It is.
Yeah,
nice,
the Oceanside nice Senior group. Anglers. Good
yeah,
group.
All you got to do is call me, and, you know, I've got to work it in between. I'm actually going to be able to get back on the boat here a little bit now, and
cool.
Between that and other things that I've got going, and we'll schedule a date and make it happen.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water. Follow the rest.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 10th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano Power Pro and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels. G Loomis rods and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 10th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase and win great stuff and a huge raffle. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin, Saturday, June 10th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
The grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing continues. Scott Lampe has assembled a first-rate team of fishing professionals and boat experts at Big Bay Yachts to help you find that dream fishing boat or yacht. Big Bay Yachts is the dealer for Albemarle and Cobia boats. Come down to Big Bay Yachts. See and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27-foot center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices.
This is Scott from Big Bay Yachts. We have incredible boats, incredible value, at incredible prices, so ridiculous that people say we're crazy. But not just on stock boats. For a limited time, come see me or one of my great staff, and we'll give you an extra discount on a custom-built Albemarle or Cobia done your way.
Let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarles, and quality brokerage boats of all shapes and sizes. Ready to fish this season? Cruise on by Big Bay Yachts right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.